take a look at stories making headlines. President HH assures nation of action on controversial police recruitment process. Munia Zulu backs a brand Wondovele, HS Makebi Zulu, Given Lovinda, and Shimba Kambule to unite ahead of the August 13 polls. Starmer not going to yield to pressure from Trump on Iran war.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwape. President Agahinde Ichilema has assured the nation that his government is actively working to address concerns surrounding the controversial police recruitment process. Speaking during the UPND General Congress, President Agahinde Ichilema says that government has taken note of the issues raised by members of the public and is committed to resolving them. He further emphasized that the government remains dedicated to ensuring that young people from all parts of the country are fairly represented in civil service recruitment. President Agahinde Ichilema added that inclusiveness and transparency will continue to be key principles guiding recruitment processes.
I have heard the issues about police recruitment. We are addressing that issue right now.
That's our job. That's why you put us in these offices. But here's my message. We are the government that has been recruiting from across the country. The government before us never did that. You never knew when there was recruitment. You just saw people working. Now you know. Now you are involved. Now you comment on social media. I can tell you, she'll tell you, I scan the pulse of this country. I check social media platforms. I check news here and there. I hear complaints, I work on them.
The Zambia Chamber of Small and Medium Business Association has urged government to ensure transparency in the selection of small and medium enterprises expected to occupy the new industry ads. Government recently announced plans to develop industry ads aimed at boosting economic activity across the country. Association Vice President Justin Kalukangu says that the setting up of industry ads is a welcome move as it has the potential to support the growth of SMEs. However, Mr. Kalukangu has emphasized the need for transparent and fair selection process, stating that this will ensure only genuine small and medium enterprises benefit from this. He adds that an accountability in the allocation process will maximize the impact of the industrial acts.
The Minister of SME through the Office of the Minister and the Permanent Secretary to ensure that there is transparency in selecting SMEs that occupy these industrial yards or infrastructure. You know, this is the only reliable infrastructure that startups and those, genuine SMEs across the district and the nation can use to develop their businesses. As Zach Simba, we stand ready to support this initiative, and we want to make sure that this will impact positively on economic growth and job provision.
Former Lomezi Member of Parliament Munia Zulu has endorsed Tonse Alliance presidential candidate Brian Mundovile, calling on senior opposition figures such as Makebe Zulu, Given Lovinda, and Shimba Kambwile to rally behind him ahead of the August 13 general elections, saying that the country has already embraced his leadership. Mr. Zulu said that Zambia is ready for a change of leadership and insisted that Mundovile represents a unifying figure capable of securing victory for the opposition alliance. Mr. Zulu alleged that Mporokoso lawmaker is facing state-led actions aimed at blocking him. Blocking his political ambitions, but expressed confidence that together with other leaders, he will overcome the challenges. He further stated that at this stage, the presidential aspiration should not be driven by personal interest, but by national duty and the desire to liberate Zambia under Mundwile's leadership. Mr. Zulu also declared that his conscience should not allow him to join the UPND, stressing that he's not for sale.
The machinery outside parliament, members of parliament there supported the candidature of Edgar Chagwa Lungu. Parliament did produce ECL as a Republican president. Today, I call upon my big brother, Makhedu Zulu. I call upon Dr. Chimbaka Mbwili. I call upon Honorable Given Luwinda to put our personal aspirations aside. It is about the collective will of the Zambian people, not our individual aspirations. I call upon every well-meaning Zambian.
A political analyst Dr. Alexi Ngoma said that the Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue has become ineffective due to divisions among political parties. The Zambia Center for Interparty Dialogue was established through a trust deed and registered under the Land Perpetual Succession Act according to Parliament. It aims to facilitate dialogue, particularly on constitutional and electoral processes, and promote social cohesion. Dr. Ngoma notes that while the forum is a good initiative, it has failed to live up to its mandate of ensuring dialogue among political parties. He says that this can be seen through the current political division among politicians that is often portrayed in the media. Dr. Ngoma has since urged the politicians to use this particular platform, which promotes dialogue, to address their grievances against one another. This is contained in the statement, a vote to Millennium Radio Business.
And now, business news.
Business news.
The Zambia Development Agency, ZDA, in collaboration with the Zambia Embassy in Beijing, has successfully secured an investment commitment in the energy sector valued at approximately $1.5 billion. The investment by China Machinery Engineering Corporation, CEMEC Group, will see the development of a diversified 900 megawatt power portfolio in Zambia. The project will comprise three components: a 300 megawatt coal-fired thermal power plant, a 300 megawatt solar power facility, and 300 megawatt wind power plant. And ZDA Director General Albert Alwampa says that the investment aligns with Zambia's ambition vision to scale up electricity generation to 10,000 megawatts by 2031. He says that this investment is a major step forward in achieving Zambia's target of 10,000 megawatts of installed power capacity by 2031. Mr. Alwampa says that this reflects growing investor confidence in the energy sector and broader economic reforms. This is also equally contained in a statement of voice to Millennium Radio. We'll take a break. We'll have more news after that.
When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you take a leap of confidence because you have an active audience of over 6 million people waiting to buy your products and services. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, your success is assured because our professional team works with you to ensure you hit your target. When you advertise with Millennium Radio, you join the winning brand, you join the league of certified customers. Call us now on 071-595-606 or 076-519-4796. It's Millennium Radio again and again. Millennium Radio, the voice of development.
And now, international news.
Thank you very much for staying tuned. We do continue with international news. Now, it comes after Donald Trump told Sky News that when the U.S. asked for U.K. help, they were not there. He also suggested the trade deal with the UK can always be changed, Starmer told the Commons. Trump has persistently criticized Starmer after he refused to join offensive measures in the US-Israel war against Iran when it began in late February. Starmer was responding to a question from Liberal Democratic leader Sir Ed Dev about Trump's latest comments. For more on this and other international stories, here's the BBC.
3 years since the start of Sudan's brutal civil war, international donors are meeting in Berlin to discuss ways to end the country's dire humanitarian crisis. Germany is hoping to secure more than $1 billion in aid pledges to help millions of people displaced by fighting between Sudan's army and the paramilitary rapid support forces. The United States military says it's completely halted Iran's trade by sea since beginning a blockade of Iranian ports on Monday. The claim is difficult to assess independently. Sri Lanka says it's repatriated more than 200 Iranian naval personnel after one of their warships was torpedoed by an American submarine last month. More than 80 bodies were recovered after the vessel sunk off the Sri Lankan coast.